I'm too old. I have nothing. I can't do. Please bless me that I drop my body and merge with you.
Y este santo le pide a Baba, querida, suelte. Estoy demasiado cansado.
And Baba looks at him in surprise. What are you talking about? You've got a lot of work to do, yes. But not the time. This time is not there for you.
Baba le mira sorprendido.
Does like this. Time has not come for you to drop the body.
Baba le mira sorprendido y dice, ¿cómo es posible que quiere ir ya? Tiene mucho trabajo que hacer. No es la hora todavía.
And he just is in a mood. All right, if that is not the case, then do one thing, Baba. Allow me to sit at your door and keep a watch here. And all that I would need is a little piece of bread and a little vegetable. I don't want much. I don't eat that, like these people, pointing at us. And I got so wild, I'm translating Baba and the same man is pointing at us. How dare he tell us about, tell my name and all that thing. So that's how he says, I won't eat my, just a piece of bread and a little vegetable on the bread. And allow me to be here to keep a watch.
El santo dice, si no ha llegado la hora todavía, solamente pido que me deje estar aquí a su lado mirando.
You follow?
Y solo necesito un poquito de comida, de arroz, un poco de vegetal. Y no como estas personas. Arroz malo y especialmente a Eric.
What happens is, Baba says, no. It's not the thing, you've got a lot of work to do, you have to go there and you have to do the work there, outside. Tell people about the Lord and all that. No, not here. That's what he says. And he gets disappointed and he sits in a mood, you know. And after a minute or so, he says, you don't want me to bless, you don't want to bless me, you don't want to keep me. Now, I want to ask you something. Please don't refuse that. I want to ask you the last little request. I said, yeah, you will do anything, but don't ask me to break my silence.
Baba dice, hay mucho trabajo para usted, tiene que ir, salir. Decir, hablar de mí en el mundo, y el santo está deprimido y dice, oh, yo no puedo estar aquí con usted.
No me puede la comida, no me puedo quedar aquí con usted, pero le voy a hacer una última pedido y espero que no lo rehúse. Y Baba le dice, mientras no sea que rompa mi silencio, habla. Muy bien.
So Baba, he says, no, not breaking the silence. Then what do you want? What is the last request? With folded hands, I request you, why don't you pay a visit to the Pandharpur at the site of the pilgrimage? And give the benefit of your presence to the people around.
¿Por qué no vaya, dice Baba Santo, por qué no vaya a Pandharpur y dar el beneficio de su presencia a esa gente?
So I said, you want me there? I said, yeah, I would love to have you there. Because he would be there at that place. He's from that place.
Ah, él viene de ahí. Y él pregunta a Baba, ¿tú me quieres allá, a Pandharpur? Y Baba dice que sí, que es allá.
Baba says, all right, when do you want me to come? When? Fix a day. So he waits and then he said, what is the date you said?
6th November, sir.
6th November,
the day of pilgrimage.
Yeah.
From where? From Maharashtra people come there.
All over the places, you know, people come there. It's a great day. On 6th of November, no?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. 1954. That was. Okay. On 6th of November.
Es que el santo quería que Baba fuera a visitar
Pandharpur. So Baba says, okay.
El 6 de noviembre del 54.
So Baba says, okay, I'll come. But on one condition. You know that I love the lepers. Will there be any lepers for me there? Baba's style for lepers is like this. He said, oh, yeah, there are plenty of lepers over there. There's a leper asylum there. There's a big place there. There are lepers over there. The lepers there? They're wonderful. I surely I'll come. It's sealed. Signed and sealed. I'll come on that day.
Baba le pregunta por si hay con
lepers.
Allá y Kakel Maharaj dice que seguro que hay cantidades, hay un estilo de leprosía allá. Y Baba dice que entonces confirmado voy a ese día.
You know, Baba used to love the lepers and he would ask for the lepers you brought here, and Baba would wash their feet and give them money and feed them and all that sort of thing. Because he would say that beautiful souls in ugly cages is the definition of the lepers.
Mm-hmm. You follow that?
You speak French, no? Okay. So then what happens is, the day is fixed, and Baba embraces him and says, Baba, do come, eh? Say, oh, Baba says, see, definite. So that's how the day comes now. In the meantime, of course, there is a lot of time in between. He came earlier. I think he must have come in the month of September or end of September. So there's one more month and all that. So, in the meantime, what had happened was that people have come to know that Baba is going to that place of pilgrimage. Wonderful. Because people would like to be with Baba at that time. And so people from Pune, Bombay, Ahmednagar, and nearby villages and towns, they were anxious to go on that day. They came to know that Baba is going there on 6th of November. So when we went there, we started from here to go there. How many miles is that?
About 120 miles.
125, 150 miles are there. So Baba is taken there. And Gadgye Maharaj, his name is Gadgye Maharaj. Why Gadgye? Maharaj means, we all know, the great one. Gadgye means what he has on his head. Can you see something on his head? So it is the bottom of the cheti. You know?
Does black earthenware pots for water?
Water cheti? Mm-hmm. Earthenware water cheti? So the bottom of that, he would raise that. Why? Because he would use that as a begging bowl. It protects him from the sun, at the same time it is there for begging and drinking water. So that's why he is known as Gadgye Maharaj. Gadgye is that. So Baba is getting down from the car, Gadgye Maharaj is there to receive him, and it's all there. There's a huge crowd. It's a sea of humanity there. Of course, they don't know, all of them have not seen Baba yet. They don't know anything about it, but they have come for pilgrimage. So Baba's car stopped just at the main building where the idol of Vithoba is there.
Llega el día, 7 de noviembre de 1974, y hay muchísimo mundo. Hay mucha gente ahí.
So, naturally, Baba gets down and Baba is made to sit there in front of the main entrance of the main building, Sanctum Sanctorum, that is another. And then there are people who have come from long distances, and there are people. Dr. Deshmukh was there, no, Baba?
Dr. Deshmukh, no.
Huh?
Dr. Deshmukh hadn't come.
Huh?
Bhauji was there, not Dr. Deshmukh.
No, but Bhauji, there was somebody who gave a talk.
Bhauji,
and you were there?
Yeah, I understand.
You were there, and others were there. Deshmukh was not there. I remember everything to be there. So what happened is that they are giving talks, something on spiritual subject, on pilgrims and all that. Nothing to do with Baba. And after a while, then Baba says, what to do now? Why have you called me? So yes, Baba, come on, he says. So he leaves Baba. And then in the procession, we all are there. And Baba, people have come there from all parts. So they also follow. And where does he lead us to? There's a big hall. I think more than this big. I think double the size or three times the size of this hall. And there he is made to sit. Baba says, what to do now? Why have you brought me here? Now, Baba, you please rest over here. When the time comes, I'll call you. I'll come. Okay. So Baba is there, made to sit, and we all settle down. And there are people who are come, they start singing songs and bhajans and all that. And Baba is having a chat with them, with all Baba people in that hall. The whole hall is full. Hour passed by, 2 hours passed by, 3 hours passed by, the old man is not there. So Baba says, what's the matter with that old man? He has invited me here, and what is he doing? Why are we here? So somebody says, should we go and remind him? And Baba says, let it be. So then again, there's some singing going on and something, and all that. In the meantime, lunch comes. He sends the lunch. Well, then comes time, it's evening time. No sign of this man. What is the matter? Why has he called me? Pardon? I'm sorry. Go on, sir. You know the story.
Také Maharaj mi rozdělila a Bába otrasala. Načasnala a niče hned, tak já o jíroky vybavili Bába s tím otrasketávat. Nastala se dvě moje dvě otrasketávat. I pasem toho byla jí, Bába mi se, kde jste si senor? Bastante, porque ella ha estado aquí y desapareció. No, no sabe dónde está. Todo el día están ahí esperando. Hay comida y todo, pero esperando a Kake Maharaj.
Yeah, thank you.
So it's dinner time.
So now it's dark. Supper comes, dinner comes. Baba says, why has he called me here? Just to sit here like that? Mm-hmm. What does he want from me? And then after that, at about, I think it was 8:30 or 9. Mm-hmm. Evening time, it's dark. There are no electric lights over there or this side. At that time it was not electrified. All of a sudden he comes. And Baba says, what did you ask? You asked me to come here for what? He says, now the time has come. I want you, Baba. Where? Come, I'll take you. So that's how Baba is taken out, and we are all following. And through the sea of humanity that has settled down there, we don't know, it's all dark. Where is he leading? And people are anxious to bow down at him. So he always used to carry a staff with a fork like that. Wood, branch, anybody who bends down. Nobody dare. All of a sudden, that's how he was. So that was, I think, one of the times when I was really afraid. People are there. What is going to happen if they come to know about Baba, and what is going to happen then? Nobody knows anything about it. Only Baba people are there, a couple of hundred people. And we are being led. And then all of a sudden, we see on a height, lights are there. So this man says, we have to go up there, Baba. Oh, there? Yeah. So he had put Petromax lamps. You know what Petromax is?
Like Coleman lamps.
Pressure lamps.
So they were all there. Oh, there you had to go, yeah. And you want to know what we did was, we worked over there. So they had created a mound of sand for the day. That's what it does.
On the banks of that river.
On the bank of the river.
Okay. Now let her, because you're getting too far.
Come on.
Y dice ahora, Pablo le dice, ¿por qué me ha invitado aquí? Me tengo esperando. Y dice, ya que ahora ha llegado la hora. Y salen caminando, no hay apenas luz, hay esas luces que... Y en la distancia hay una colina con luces por encima, y dice que es allá que vamos.
It was higher than this.
Higher than the ceiling, right?
Of a man.
Oh, hay un montón de arena.
Of sand.
De arena, yes.
He must have taken help of all the people in Russia to create that dais for Baba.
Habían creado ese montón de arena que la gente lo había llevado para que él se sienta así.
We are all climbing, Baba is there and all that, we are climbing up there. And then they had a carpet spread over there. That old man had done everything. And Baba is asked to, Baba, please sit down here. And Baba sat down there on the carpet that was there. And we are there, some of the Mandali are there. Those who have followed, some of them are there. And the lamps are there.
Una tapete, un tapete. La baba que se sienta allá, los mandalas están alrededor.
So now, what he did was, so the whole crowd, sea of humanity is there, watching him, who is the saint. And I said, they are all there, and they want to know what is all this going on. Who is this man, I think. So he stands up, this man, and I remember the sight, his shabby clothes and all that. And then he said, start singing. And I still remember the word, Devaki Nandana Gopala. Name of God Krishna. Lord Krishna. Devaki Nandana Gopala. Like that he starts singing.
Gopala, Gopala, Devaki Nandana Gopala. All the crowd would sing the same.
Yeah, all those, they are all following that.
The chorus,
all going and singing and all that, yeah. There's a loud roar, you see, of that. Remembering the Lord.
Toda esa gente que está ahí porque querían ver a Gage y están esperando a ver qué va a hacer Gage. Gage empieza a cantar y a bailar esta canción acerca de Krishna.
And in my mind I said, why did he call Baba here for what? What is this? I don't know what he's going to do. So then after about 5 minutes or 10 minutes of that, a repetition of the name of God, a nice tune. Tune was right. He gave a loud cry. Ho! Everything subsided to silence.
Después de 5 minutos de cantar y bailar así, hace ese ruido grande y todo el mundo hay silencio.
The spin drop silence. Then he started saying things which touched my heart deeply. He said that I have been here for many years. This man says to the crowd, many years. In the beginning I came here and I was there with you all. But I used to tell you all that this is not the way to worship the Lord. All rites and rituals that you all are doing, offering of flowers and bananas and fruits and this is not what he wants. He wants your heart to be placed at the feet. And this and that, he started telling them. But that upset the priests over there. And they got so annoyed with me, they drove me out from this place. After a while, after some months, I came again and was there. And again I told you all, don't do all this, it's not what he wants. What he wants is your love from your heart. Place your heart at his feet, and this and that. Again the priest, because they were deprived of all the fruits and all the things, all the offerings and all that, they are deprived. So they got so wild, they again drove me out, and they were very angry. Third time I came, and I told you all the same thing, but this time they not only drove me out, they beat me and said, dare you not come here. So then, I told you all who were watching me like that, that now that I come, when I come again, I, in the name of the Lord, I tell you, I'll bring Him in flesh and blood in your presence. I'll bring Him in Asasanginaya. And then He says, today the day has come to fulfill my word, my promise that I gave you all who come here as pilgrims. I have brought Him in flesh and blood for you to see Him. And then the day has come, the hour has come. And then He turns to Baba and says, Baba, now it's your turn. And then He said, Avtaar Mil Baba Ki Jai. And that's how the whole crowd says that. And then Baba, poor Baba, has to like that. Nothing, no word, nothing of sort. And just that, rotating. And that's how Baba was there. The Lord in flesh and blood.
Empieza ya que Maharaj empieza a hablar, es más sobrenatural, cantidades de gente ahí. Él dice, yo he venido aquí la primera
vez,
muchas veces yo he venido aquí a Kharagpur, es un centro religioso de Kharagpur. Y yo les he dicho, hasta uno de ellos, con estos ritos, dándole cocos y frutas. Y los curas se enfadaron con el charco. Y ha venido tres veces ha venido así. Y la tercera vez, él dijo que no, les voy a traer Dios. Dios. El maestro, les voy a traer de carne y hueso. Y dice que ahora ha llegado la hora y aquí está el maestro de carne y hueso, el Dios de carne y hueso. Y presenta a Baba. Y todo, así todo el mundo dice, carne, Baba KJ, y Baba tiene que hacer así a todo el mundo. Volteando, volteando.
No word, nothing. Because the light was there, and the whole crowd was in total darkness. They could see Baba clearly.
Él estaba alumbrado por las luces, pero todo el mundo estaba en oscuridad. Y él ahí.
So then Baba gets settled down, and then bhajan was sung, and people start playing harmonium and tabla, and this and that all goes on and on and on. And Gandhi Maharaj was there, and after some hours, Baba says, I have come here, he said, Gandhi Maharaj on the hill, but on the hill. But what about the lepers? Where are the lepers now? The day is passed by, the night is over, day has passed by, now what is there? Oh, he says, come on, we'll take you now. Now is the time. So, Baba is, to cut the story short, we are going down. It's daytime, dawn now, early morning. So, it's very difficult now. The fright that I had in my life was, after they come to know who this man is, hey Baba. So that's how it was terrible. Very frightening. For us, a few people, and of course with Gandhi Maharaj, that fork is there, it's very difficult for us, you know.
But did people try and grab at Baba?
Oh yeah, they would want to come and we thought that Baba's leg would be caught and all. Very, very difficult. Very difficult. Somehow or other we got to the car. Very difficult. With great difficulty, it must have taken about an three quarters of an hour or so to get through the whole crowd like that, you see. Yes.
So, is she
there? Yeah. So we get in the car, Gandhi Maharaj by his side. So he said, I'll take you to the, leper asylum, the building. So he goes, we go there. It's not too far, it's close by. And he gets down. He was sitting by Baba's side, driver, Baba, and Gandhi Maharaj. So he opens the door, gets down. Says, Baba, you sit here, I'll see about the lepers, I'll come. So that's how that God is there, and he wrote it down. And again, he's not there for nearly half an hour. So I said, again, God is there. What are you doing there? I'll tell them.
Okay. Estaba se siente de nuevo, le cantan Bajar mis canciones. Y por fin dice, ok, pero está bien, pero ¿dónde estamos?
Los
que quería ver. Y es la mañana, ya. Toda la noche hay. Gaki empieza a llevarles, bajando, pero están. Eres realmente tenía miedo. Y los otros mandan, ¿por qué? Había una masa de humanidad y tenía que llevarlo entre ellos. Todo el mundo quería tocar los pies. Estaban una hora tratando de andar la gente entre la gente.
So after telling Baba to me, I said, what's the matter? Again, he's not here. What's the matter? So, soon after that, he comes walking to the car. Well, what's the matter? I'm so sorry, Baba. I don't know what happened, because today being a great festival day and all that, it seems that all the lepers have gone to the river bank for alms, you know, from the pilgrims. So they must have gone there. Nobody is there. Nobody is there. I fulfilled my promise, I came, and what about your promise then? That you give me lepers. So then Baba says, he is very sad, the old man. I said, never mind, let me get down. Let me go and see. Let me see the... So that's how Baba is taken to the leper asylum there. And one room after... I am there also by God. It's all dark inside. So we move from one room to another, little there and all. Everywhere, nobody. It's all empty. Nobody's there. And there's one room at the very end, very dingy and dark and all that. There's a person lying down there, totally crippled. Can't go out, can't manage anything like that. So Baba and myself and the old man helped, lifted him up and brought him out. So I said, I'll attend him now. They went there, I'll have to see to him. So that's how he's brought there, and that's the man. And Baba is bathing him and then attending him. Brought him out, made him sit there, and that's how he looked after him.
Y Rinpoche llevaron a Baba en un carro a la ciudad de Persia, y parece que puesto que es un gran día de peregrinaje, no hay nadie, no hay ningún leproso ahí. Baba dice, Baba espera de nuevo en el carro para que vuelva este santo que fue a chequear dónde está, y vuelve, y Baba dice, no, yo voy a mirar, yo mismo voy. Y entra y anda por todos los cuartos de ese asilo, y al final encuentro un leproso tan malo y tan malas condiciones que no podía salir. Y le llevan Erechi, Baba, el mamán, y le sacan afuera y Baba le baña. Es del foco.
Baba is bathing him, and after bathing him, Baba dries his body and all that, gets something, feeds him and all that.
Baba le baña, le da de comer, le seca, le da de comer, y está
en casa. That's where again he repeated the same thing to those who are around, witnessing the scene, saying that beautiful souls in ugly cages. They are my beautiful souls in ugly cages.
Está ahí en ese momento que Baba repite lo que ya había dicho, que son almas bellas en jaulas feas.
And that's how we came back again after that. Baba is happy that he could get one from there. Yeah.
Y Baba está contento que podía encontrar a uno, a uno.
So that's the story, brother. Jessica, that's the story.